Good morning and welcome back to your favorite morning program. It is 7:40. Let us take a look at the bad behavior of others so that we can compare it to ourselves, you know, and feel good about how we're conducting ourselves this morning. 26-year-old by the name of Deshondre Billups. You know, it's interesting because you never know exactly how to pronounce this. Deshondre Billups. 33-year-old Kirk Cartwright are currently locked up in a prison in Lake City, Florida. And despite a pretty bold plan, they're not going to be getting out anytime soon. Deshondre is facing life in prison for murder, and Kirk is in the middle of a 20-year sentence for armed robbery. And back in March, they both ended up with gunshot wounds. Deshondre was shot in the leg, and Kirk was shot in the chest. Now you're thinking, man, that's horrible. How did that happen while they were in prison? Well, stick around and we'll tell you. Let's see here. They said they were in their cell praying, of course, when another inmate walked up and shot them. Because you know that when you're in prison, that's what you do. You just sit there quietly and you pray. You don't do anything else.
Well, some people do.
A forensic expert, however, was able to figure out, no, I don't think that's the story. Somehow, they managed to smuggle a gun into the jail system through the mail. Then their plan was to shoot themselves, frame another inmate, sue the prison for negligence, and use the lawsuit to get their sentences reduced.
Ah.
Very clever, very intricate, very stupid. Now, both of them are facing a bunch of new charges, including possession of a firearm inside a prison, smuggling in contraband, and others. Five other people have also been charged, including another prisoner who was in on it.
Is there any possible scenario in your life where you would shoot yourself on purpose, even superficially, to acquire something or to move forward some plan?
No.
No.
No, I can't. No.
No, because you could accidentally actually shoot something vital. Or, you know.
A friend of mine was a offensive lineman for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Uh-huh.
And he said they were out getting ready to, you know, they were out having some fun and so forth. And they knew that the next day, one of the things that they were doing for training were these wind sprints. And the coach apparently made them do these wind sprints until they chucked.
Uh-huh.
And this one guy said, I can't do it tomorrow. There's no way. I don't want to do these wind sprints. Here, picked up a rock and said, here, man, throw it on my foot. I'll get a minor injury. I'll be out for these wind sprints, and I'll be back and ready to play. Broke his ankle so bad,
yeah.
It ended his career.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, football players probably not the smartest people in the world. At least that guy wasn't. All right, a guy was staying in a Motel 6 in Jackson, Mississippi on Friday when another man approached him in the parking lot and asked him if he could have a cigarette. But when he said he didn't have one, the guy who asked for the cigarette pulled out a gun and tried to rob him. Then when he pointed his gun, he said, ha ha, bet you don't have one of these. He was wrong. The guy did have a gun, pulled it out, and started shooting, hit the robber in the chest. The robber was hospitalized. The guy who shot him is not facing any charges. And that's the way it should be.
You call that a gun? This is a gun.
That ain't a gun. What's the matter with you? Wow. I bet you don't have one of these. Sir, allow me to retort.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
Meet my friends, Mr. Smith and Mr. Wesson.
We ain't gonna let you just walk out of here.
Who's we, sucker?
Me, Smith, and Wesson.
One of the great lines in movie history.
Absolutely one of the best lines of all time. I love it.
Well, you got to be asking yourself, punk, do you feel lucky?
All right, do you feel lucky? Of course you do. That's why we're going to tell you these headlines from around the world. On Saturday, oh, Lord, Kim and Kanye threw their daughter a belated first birthday party.
I bet it was extreme and over the top.
It had carnival rides, performers on multiple stages, face painting.
Because it had to fit into the shooting schedule of the live drama thing. Sorry, we're moving your birthday to accommodate the filming crew.
Yeah, we got to do this. They called it Kidchella. Kidchella, it's a fitting name because North will remember as much of it as the average Coachella attendee does. It's been revealed that the diehard fan arrested for stalking Miley Cyrus apparently is deaf. You know, and when you think about it, really could be the only possible explanation for anyone classing themselves as a diehard Miley Cyrus fan. Harrison Ford is recovering from that broken leg he suffered while shooting the new Star Wars movie. They still haven't revealed how it happened, but sources are saying it was a Wookiee mistake. Come on, Star Wars Wookiee?
No.
Apparently, it's the worst disaster to take place on a Star Wars movie set since George Lucas's dialogue. Katie Couric got married over the weekend. Her marriage is expected to last a very long time because it's not a daytime talk show. Haagen-Dazs unveiled... That was funny. You have to admit, that one was
Did
funny.
Did her show get canceled already?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Did it?
Oh, my gosh, yes. All right, here we go. A Haagen-Dazs has unveiled vegetable ice cream. Vegetable ice
that
cream.
That sounds disgusting.
It's for people who don't understand the point of ice cream.
Uh-huh.
The White House has announced its plan to get undocumented immigrants to leave the country more quickly. What they're going to do is, as soon as they cross the border, the immigrants will be reminded that Barack Obama is still president. Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. And in complete unrelated news, only 31% of Americans approve of how the president is handling immigration issues. Well, technically, they didn't say approve as much as muy bueno. And that, of course, has been a quick look at the news. Please use all the information that we've provided to you for good and not for evil.
You ever look for the remote control, you can't find it, so you just decide, looks like I'm not watching TV. Not gonna take two steps and turn it on myself. I'll go to the gym if I'm gonna work out. Forget that. You ever have the TV on and you can't find the remote? Gotta watch that one channel. Feel like you're in prison. My favorite channel is the Lifetime channel, because Lifetime is television for women. Lifetime, television for women. Yet for some reason, there's always a woman getting beaten on that network.
The Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention football?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSA.